East Mississippi, West Alabama's News Talk Radio, 1010 MOX, the Big Ten, 10,000 watts of amplitude modulation. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for being here. And be part of the program this morning, 693-1891, 693-1010. It's the Paul Tarver Show. And
what?
Welcome back, everybody.
He's got his own show.
That's
what?
Right. 693-1891.
I'm uncomfortable with that, Bill.
Email us to morningshow at WMOX.net.
I'm uncomfortable with
we'll
that.
Live with it.
Why?
I'm uncomfortable with that. It's a morning show with Bill and Dumpster Dog, and I'm just sort of coming in as a guest.
Okay.
No, well, you're bringing your show in, though.
That's right.
I'm like one of them traveling shows. I just show up like the medicine man. Well, in case anybody hadn't figured out by now, we're playing a little bit of Southern music, y'all. And I'm enjoying it a whole lot, and I hope you are, too. You know, WMOX fortunately gives me the ability to express myself, to vent, and to save a lot of money on therapy. And I'm taking care of business today.
Good.
All right.
I'm feeling much better than I did when I got here.
Boy, and, yeah, the first hour that was rough, folks.
It was kind of intense, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Maybe we got that over with.
That's well, right. You know, y'all had never
all
seen me when
was
I was
B.
fired
B.
up or riled, but you know, as soon as I laid into some B.B. King tracks and some Charlie Daniels, it just, you know, it all just sort of went away.
That's right.
Good morning. All I had to do was turn the knob up.
You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
Greg Wolf.
Hey. What's up?
In all the list of the bands of the music that I heard in the last hour and what you've got coming, I've got an old favorite that if it ever makes a list in the future, I'd be thrilled. Just wanted to get your take on a group called Little Feet.
Little Feet.
You know, Little Feet is an interesting thing, and I need to discuss Little Feet because there are a lot of people that consider Little Feet a Southern band.
Mm-hmm.
In truth, they're not. They were actually from Los Angeles.
And
a lot of people include Dixie Chicken in particular in Southern rock collections because it has the word Dixie in the title. But one of the things that I talked about earlier today was distinguishing between Americana music, which is where I would probably classify Little Feet. Although there is one song that they do that is it Little Feet? Is it the name of the song Little Feet? Or it's not Dixie Chicken. It was another one they did that had a really up tempo, and it was a great song.
Mm.
And I don't want anybody, and I don't want you in particular or anybody else to think that I'm dissing Little Feet or anybody for not including them in the list today.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely a place for them. But what I was trying to get to was that expression of that that rebel soul in the lyrics and in the music. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Dixie Chicken is more of kind of laid back expression of the lifestyle, almost. You know.
To some degree, it all is.
But you know, that concept of the fact that we can take care of ourselves is kind of what I wanted to hit on today.
Well, I'm with you on your theme.
Well, I appreciate it, and I figured you would enjoy. We played "Country Boy Can't Survive" earlier, and I was thinking of you the whole time because I know you can kill a buck and you can. You know, clean a fish and
run a trout line.
And, you know, I was thinking, you know, that song was written for
Giga Frog.
Right. You know, I was thinking he'd fit that song perfectly, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
All I need is a pair of rubber boots and a sunny afternoon and let me get to the woods.
And frankly, you could get away without the boots too, couldn't you?
Temperatures above 65.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, guy. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Gray Wolf, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. The Gray Wolf Inn. Good morning.
Thanks,
you're on the morning show with the guru, Paul Tarver.
Well, guru Paul Tarver.
Yes.
Guru Paul Tarver.
How you doing, Big Paul?
I'm good.
It's old Sarge.
Hey.
Sarge Rivers.
Doing all right?
I'm good.
All right. I want to holler in on my son's birthday today.
Yeah.
Mike Rivers.
Mike Rivers
is how many?
39 today.
39 years young.
You know,
39.
I've known Sarge a long time, too, come think of it.
Yeah, I've known Paul a long time.
Since I've been in this town, frankly.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, one of the earliest folks I met and got to know when I moved to Meridian was Sarge Rivers.
How about that?
Sarge, how's the boxing club going?
Well, we're trying to...
Still looking.
Try to find us a place to go, you know?
Yep.
Well,
we got to find a place.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
Some way.
Yeah, they shut down another one of the clubs here, so we've got them with us at this time.
Right.
So we're just hanging in there to try to find somewhere to go to, you know.
Well, we got to find a place.
But I think the mayor and Ken said they're going to, you know, do their best to find something for us. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've been there since 82, I think it is.
Now, when do you have to get out of there, Sarge?
Whenever they give us the word.
Oh, well, they haven't told you.
They haven't really, you know, give us a deadline yet.
Right.
But, you know, Paul gave it to the city years ago, so that's just the way it goes.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, good luck on that.
Good to hear from you.
Right.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday, Mike.
There, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
See you later. All right. Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome. Good morning.
Bill.
Hey.
Jackie Jack, how y'all doing?
Hey, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Enjoying the show.
What's happening, Jackie?
I wanted to ask you, I talked to Spooner Oldham today. He played the keyboard on a lot of those things that you're playing today, and you know, because he was the Muscle Shoals guy. Mm-hmm. He played on, plays that organ on When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. Respect by Aretha, and all the, he wrote the Box Tops hits like Cry Like a Baby and those things. And if you guys wanted to interview him today, or I'll save him for next week sometime, are y'all going to play music, or would you like to speak to Spooner?
Is he there?
I'll have to give you his phone number off the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we would do him justice from a time standpoint. It may be better to have interview him.
I'll have him on when I come on.
Because you know him, right?
Right. Yeah.
That I don't want to talk to him, because I'd love to talk to him. But
anyway, I love the music today, and
Muscle Shoals is, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Muscle Shoals is kind of interesting. A lot of people assume that Muscle Shoals is only Southern rock because they're mentioned in a song. In several different songs that are related to Southern rock, but they were really big in rhythm and blues.
Oh, my gosh.
They had some of the finest recording artists out of Muscle Shoals.
Who recorded there? Like, I know Alabama recorded.
Al Green did some recording down there, didn't he?
Aretha?
Oh, yeah, with Janis Joplin. He wrote for Janis Joplin. He wrote A Woman Left Lonely.
How did Muscle Shoals get to be the recording center of?
Well, there was a guy named Rick Hall, and he had a studio that was called Fame. It's still there, and they still have these tremendous musicians that live up there. You know, that's where they settled in the '60s, mm-hmm. and it's still going strong. Well, I'll have him on when I'm up there. But when I was listening to your music, I was going, well, so I called Spooner, I woke him up.
Well, if he wants to, that's fine.
No,
but I don't know how much
time. I'll get him next time. But I'm loving the show.
I want to give him plenty of time to.
I love that music. By the way, one time I was playing up in Nashville, and I just showed up at this place after a session, and Tom T. Hall's son was on the stage, and mm-hmm. he says, hey, we've got Jackie Jack White. Jackie, come up here and do a song. Just like an Elvis movie. Walked up there, and while I'm playing, you know, we all use the number system. Mm-hmm. So these musicians behind me, he kept going 1, 4, 5. They'd never heard the song before. Played perfectly behind me. Huh. And I turned around, and, you know, I felt like that was pretty good to do that one song. So I'm getting off stage, and I said, Dean, I said, those guys are really, really good.
Yeah.
And he says, well, they ought to be. That's the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, anyway, they're special folks that were playing that kind of music. Look, I'm going to let you go, and I'll call Spooner, and we'll try to get him on in another week or two.
That's
all right, great.
Great.
Thanks, I'd love Jack. To have that.
Come see us, Jackie.
Right. I want to be sure and tune in and listen right. to that. You know, I'm going to play a couple of things, but there was one song that stuck out in my mind as I was doing this. You know, earlier we played a little Jerry Reed, and there was a song that stuck out in my mind that really – first of all, I thought about the sheriff, Lauderdale County, because it talks about a sheriff in Louisiana. But it also sort of pointed out one of the things that's missed about Jerry Reed, and, you know, we lost him last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had a funky groove to him that wasn't like regular country music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it was because he was, you know, he grew up in the South and was exposed to a lot of stuff. But he had a groove in a lot of his music that you didn't
right.
find in a lot of country music.
Mm-hmm.
And there
agree.
Was one song that stuck out in my mind. I don't know if you want to take this or play. Do you want to take this call? Let's see who this is.
All right, good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Yes, I just want to call in an anniversary today.
Oh, who's
okay,
having
good.
One?
I'm glad
it's
we
for,
took it then.
Tommy and Joanne Dobbins, 52 years.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Tommy and Joanne
Dobbins.
Dobbins. How many years?
52.
Is this Alexa?
Wow.
It is.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, y'all.
Well, tell your folks we said happy anniversary, okay?
Well, they're probably headed to New Orleans as we speak.
Well, good.
Maybe we're giving them some good riding music.
I hope they have a good weekend, good anniversary.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show today. I love the music.
Well,
Daniel
thank
and I
you.
Both have just been we've had a great morning.
Good.
Well, hey, tell the big guy we said hello, and happy anniversary to your parents.
All right, great. Y'all
thanks
have
a lot.
Day.
Thanks.
Right.
You too. Bye bye.
Well, here's one you hadn't heard in a long time. Why don't you play number 10 for me, Bill?
Number 10 for me, Bill. Let me see. I had something else queued up. Here we go. Number 10.
Yeah! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. After a man of the cloth, called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast to Thibodaux, Louisiana. Lived a man
called Doc. Lord, I was born a rambling man. Trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
All right, we're on the morning show. The Allman Brothers, Paul Tarver Day. And he's exposing his rebel gene.
I read a blog last week where somebody accused Dickie Betts of playing finger exercises. Let me tell you something. If that's finger exercises, I'll listen to that all day.
What does that mean, finger
exercises? It'd be like saying that Billy Powell, who played piano for Lynyrd Skynyrd, that we're mourning his loss today.
Right.
It'd be like saying that Billy Powell played chopsticks on everything.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just mechanical.
Yeah. Well, it's just the running up and down the scale. But if that's playing finger exercises.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Let's play it all day long, Dickie.
Don't you think Allman Brother fans and Lynyrd Skynyrd fans are very different? I mean, you get two different groups.
No, I don't think so. What you tend to see is Lynyrd Skynyrd, I think, tends to lean more toward the power chord.
Mm-hmm.
Allman Brothers, the most famous cuts from the Allman Brothers are live jams cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got a 23-minute version of Whipping Post out there.
Right.
I mean, they got some cuts that went on for hours, seemed mm-hmm. like. You know, they were kind of like the Grateful Dead in terms of their live performance was what everybody... You know,
I mean, that's what I mean. Those are like the Allman Brothers and tend to be the ones that go to the Grateful Dead concert and fish and the jam bands. But you don't see that with Skynyrd fans.
I don't know. I like both. So really? I don't really participate in a lot of that you're describing of. I really wouldn't put the Grateful Dead fans in a Allman Brothers or Lynyrd Skynyrd question. I think that may be a big difference. I'm not sure there's as great a difference between a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan and an Allman Brothers fan, because I love to sit down and listen to that long live version of Elizabeth Reed, you know, or
mm-hmm.
or Jessica or Melissa or One Way Out or Stormy Monday by mm-hmm. you know, Allman Brothers with Dickie Betts and Dwayne and Greg and all them boys down there just playing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you know from the sound they're playing, and Jackie will probably agree with this, there's a moment when those guys are on stage when they're not on stage anymore. They're in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, they're going to have an equally interesting story, too, I think. Like that of Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, their biography. The story of the Allman Brothers is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Well, I thought maybe you was leading me into something there that I didn't know where you were headed.
All right, Rebel Gene, what are we going to now?
I think we answered that question. I tell you what we need to do is if we're in the South and we're listening to stuff in the South, we're not too far away from a train.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take a train ride. So why don't you play number one for me?
Well, train.
All right, you're listening to the Morning Show featuring Paul Tarver.
And power chords from the best.
That's right. All right.
A little reverb thrown in there.
Don't forget, we got another big hour still to come.
Yeah, we do. And the best is yet to come, as far as I'm concerned. If you've already talked to your boss and leaving the radio on, just all you need is one more hour. Trust me, it'll be worth it.
All right, stay tuned next hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Meridian's News Talk. We are the Big Ten MOX.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.